This is Donna Skoglund, and you are listening to the Pleasure Project podcast, episode 154. Last week in the Pleasure Project program, which is my group coaching program, all about learning how to rewire your brain for more pleasure, purpose, ease, and falling in love with your life, we talked about overcoming perfectionism. And perfectionism is something that a lot of you struggle with. And it was so good that I wanted to share it with you on the podcast. So first, let's define perfectionism. And that's when you uphold unrealistic standards for yourself and or others. And when you are in that perfectionistic mindset, it often leads to procrastination, a tendency to avoid challenges, rigid all or nothing thinking, toxic comparisons, and a lack of creativity. So are those things something that you struggle with? And often it is based on three false beliefs. Number one, you believe that there's something you can do to avoid uncomfortable emotions. Number two, you believe that perfection is actually attainable, that there's something you can do to achieve that. And once you do, life will be better. And the third is that you believe that there's something you can do or be that will make you more worthy and good enough. Let's break each one of these down. So number one is believing that there's something you can do to avoid uncomfortable emotions. So if you just make the right choices, then you don't have to feel shame or guilt. If you just say the right thing, then you don't have to feel judged or criticized. If you just look a certain way, then you don't have to feel unattractive or insecure. If you focus on taking care of other people and pleasing them, then you don't have to feel selfish or rude. So a lot of our behaviors are driven out of avoiding some sort of emotional pain. And often it can come from this perfectionistic thinking that we can somehow do that, avoid emotional pain. Now, obviously, we can't. That 50-50 is part of life. The shitty 50 when we experience those uncomfortable emotions is never going away. So the second one is believing that perfection is attainable and life will be better once you get there. And this is tied to the I'll be happy when belief, that there, on the other side of feeling better, looking better, having more success, having more things, having better relationships, whatever it is, that there is better than here. And when we're looking at life in that way, that I just need to get there, I just need to achieve the next level of success in whatever area of my life I am focusing on, then I'll be good. But the problem with that is that this makes where you are less than. It creates this lack or scarcity mentality. So this is something to really be aware of. Now, there's a really famous quote, a Buddhist quote that says, if you meet the Buddha on the road, kill him. And it's kind of a funny quote coming from the Buddhist philosophy, which is all about compassion. And it's not about condoning murder. But what it is about is that if you think you see perfection somewhere, then it's an illusion. And kill him refers to killing our illusions. So there is a psychotherapist, and his name is Sheldon Kopp, and he actually wrote a book that, and that's the title of the book, If You Meet the Buddha on the Road, Kill Him. And he says, if you have a hero, look again. You have diminished yourself in some way. So when you see people on the internet or movie stars or anyone that you think has figured it all out, then that is an illusion. And you think that you are somehow less than them. You're putting them up on a pedestal, and therefore you are making yourself smaller. And you've probably also seen people that are, we could say, spiritual or holy or we have put them on this pedestal, and then they have done something to show us their humanity. I remember Michael Stone, who was actually a Buddhist teacher and meditation teacher, that he had a huge following, a huge community, and people looked up to him so much and really regarded him so highly. And then one day he died from a fentanyl overdose. And we were all shocked because we could not even imagine that he is someone that would do that. That would be imperfect, that he would go to drugs and then overdose on them. And I've heard of yoga teachers and people in religious, you know, high up in religion that have also shown us that they're not perfect. So it doesn't exist. So if you think you see that, then no, it is an illusion. If you see that perfectly polished fitness and nutrition influencer on Instagram that has the seemingly perfect body and beautiful life and impeccable habits, it's you're only seeing one teeny tiny percentage of who they are. So the third thing is that you think that there's something you can do that will make you more worthy. So where does your brain tell you that you're not enough, that you're somehow lacking or less than? And then ask yourself, how do you know it's not enough? And what you'll find is the answer is somewhere out there in the media, in what you have been taking in, consuming through what you've been reading, watching, listening to. You've been given this standard, this crazy, impossible standard that you're trying to hold yourself to. And so you have been taught that where you are is not enough. So these are things that once you can become aware of these three false beliefs, you can become aware of when you are reacting to them and when you get into this perfectionism mentality. So when you do, it means you've forgotten these three truths. Number one, life is 50-50 and will always be. The shitty 50 is unavoidable. Number two is you are human and will fuck up sometimes. You are not perfect and will never be. Number three is that none of this is a problem unless you make it one, unless you create meaning out of the shitty 50 and the places where you do mess up. So how do we overcome these perfectionism tendencies? So number one is you want to remind yourself that when you have these illusions of believing that you can escape the suffering of the world and of your life, then recognize that that's made up. That's a made up belief. That's a made up thought. It's just not true. And when you can learn how to see your own illusions and catch your own beliefs and observe your thoughts, you see the power of your mind to bend reality. And that is the moment you take your power back. So when you find yourself in the shitty 50, when you're feeling inadequate, insecure, lonely, depressed, it's because you're believing a shitty story. You've actually got caught up in that illusion and you've identified with it. So your power comes from your ability to see the illusion you're creating and recognize that it is just made up. And the second thing is to remember and realize and to really practice believing that you are already worthy. There's nowhere to get to. It's not better once you're more perfect than you are now, once you've figured out this one thing, once you've broken this bad habit, once you've taken on these new, really great habits. We chase the things we think will make us more worthy, but your worth is absolute. There's nothing to attain, nothing to escape, nothing to avoid, nothing to chase. And that is a feeling that you can bring into your body. So just think about, what does it feel like when you drop into that sense of wholeness where you're missing nothing? And one of my very first yoga teachers She was actually my Sanskrit teacher. She didn't teach any physical yoga, no asana. She taught us Sanskrit and a lot of yoga philosophy. And her definition of yoga is the state of missing nothing. So that is a state. It's a state of mind. It's a posture, a perspective. So what does that feel like in your body when there's nothing to attain, nothing to escape, nothing to subtract, nothing to add, nothing to chase, nothing to avoid? So for me, it's this great sense of ease and surrender and allowing and trust. And then it's really about, okay, if I don't need to do anything to make myself better or worthy or whole, then I can do things just because I want to, just because I have the desire, just because it would be fun. And I've lately really been thinking about looking at everything and my goals and my desires as a big game, as just a fun game, just for the play of it. And that is part of the yoga tantric philosophy, that it's all a game. There's no purpose to any of it. It's just for play. So the power to create what you want is hiding in what you are resisting. So that is the third part of this piece. And it is perfectionism. Again, the first thing I mentioned was it's trying to avoid the shitty 50 of life, when actually your power comes in embracing the shitty 50. Because what you resist persists, and you gain your power back by changing your relationship to the thing that you've been resisting. So it's a decision to actually embrace the discomfort that you don't want to have and approach it with curiosity, presence, and even intentional pleasure. So there's a book called Existential Kink, and the author is Caroline Elliott, and she talks a lot about how we can do shadow work, which is really looking at, you know, the things that we have been, it's kind of our unconscious tendencies, patterns, and the things that we see as shameful, that kind of dark parts of ourselves, and to actually see how we get turned on by it, and to find pleasure in kind of playing with that part of ourselves. So think about right now the thing that you desire, the thing that your heart yearns for, craves, wants, and then answer these three questions. I want X. I just don't want to have to deal with blank. I want X. I just want someone to tell me exactly how to blank. I want X. I just wish I could skip the part where blank. Now, what you wrote down, the way you answered those questions, is exactly what you need to change your relationship to. So your power is hiding in aspects of yourself that you are most unwilling to confront and embrace. And again, it's the parts of you that you think are shameful, are less than perfect. So what are those parts? What parts of yourself are you most unwilling to accept? What parts of you do you find hard to love? What emotions are you avoiding? And ones that come up a lot are shame, judgment, embarrassment, failure, rejection. Those are huge. And again, these are part of the human condition. Of course, we evolved wanting to seek acceptance, be part of the tribe, not be kicked out, because that meant death. So it's normal to want to avoid those emotions. This is just, again, the shitty 50 of life. But the most evolved part of you needs to allow and feel those feelings to get to where you want and to achieve your desires. So what do you try so hard not to experience? And maybe that is rejection or failure. And when you think about your current way of being, what is it protecting you from? And again, it's that old primitive thinking of probably protecting you from feeling like the outcast, feeling weird, feeling average, feeling inadequate, feeling insecure. So what beliefs are you holding onto because you're afraid of letting them go? Like, if I just do this, then X will happen. And you're believing that. And so you just keep doing the same thing. But again, you're staying in the comfort zone. You're staying in the familiar, but you're not moving towards the thing that you want. So to be able to create your desires in the same way that life is created, there's a coming together of opposites. This is the 50-50 that I often talk about. Dark and light, good and bad, positive, negative, happy, sad, connection, loneliness. This is polarity. Life itself is the ultimate miracle that comes together from friction between these polarities. You can't have success without failure. You can't find the one without going through a lot of rejection. You can't have true connection without experiencing the opposite, the loneliness. So the invitation is to cultivate an intimate, peaceful, pleasurable relationship with the contrast, the opposite of what you want. And this is a two-for-one deal. It's, you can't have one without the other. It's buy one, get one. So when you go all in on the thing that you're avoiding, the universe will go all in on giving you what you desire. And this feels so counterintuitive. So this is a challenge, and it's a challenge that you might not be ready for. And the more awareness you have of how avoiding the shitty 50 is costing you and is preventing you from what you want, you won't be motivated to change it. So most people don't achieve their desires because they are unable to handle that shitty 50. And their nervous systems have such a narrow range of tolerance. So it doesn't matter how smart or committed you are, if your nervous system shuts down at rejection, failure, disappointment, or something happens that was unexpected, there's only so far you can go because your body will bring you back to the zone of what you can tolerate, your comfort zone. So practicing this, practicing exposing yourself to and opening up to and embracing the shitty 50 of what you're avoiding allows you to expand your range of tolerance. And when you do, you will fast track your progress to your goals. And remember, your goals, it's just for the fun of it. It's just for the play. It's just for, you have this invitation to create whatever you want with this life. That is the opportunity you have. Not because it'll make you better, not because you'll achieve perfection, not because you'll be more worthy, but because your soul is yearning for that. And growth comes from going after what you want. This ties right into what I talked about in the last episode on the most important question, which is, what do I want? So work towards your goals because of growth, not because you'll be happy when and it'll be better there, but because that is why you're here. That's why you're here, is to move in that direction. That is your purpose. That is your dharma. That is your destiny. So embrace the shitty 50 of life. And not only embrace it, but bring it on. How can you shift your perspective to bring on? Like, can I run towards failure and rejection and embarrassment? Because that is the fastest way I will get the thing I actually want, which is the success, the connection, the achievement, the growth. So if you are ready and if you want support, this is my jam. So if you are ready to get to the next level of your growth, you can sign up for a free 60-minute strategy session with me, where we will get on a call And we will talk about the thing that you've been avoiding, the thing that you've been resisting, and the things that you want, your deepest desires, and the thing that you are being called to do next. And we will lay out the roadmap to make that happen. And I have a webinar coming up in the next few weeks, so keep an eye out on hacking your habits. It's going to be a good one. And again, if we can create a habit of embracing the shitty 50, if we can create habits of learning how to tolerate difficult emotions, anything is possible. So keep an eye out. I hope this was helpful. If you struggle with perfectionism, reach out to me. I'd love to know what do you struggle with in terms of your perfectionistic tendencies? Do you procrastinate? Do you get stuck in analysis paralysis? Do you compare yourself to other people? I'm here for you. Reach out, and I will talk to you soon.